From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Haiti, international search and rescue teams continue to sift through the rubble left by the deadly earthquake, and they're still finding survivors. NPR's Tom Bullock has more from Port-au-Prince.
The January 12th tremor trapped an unknown number of people alive inside ruined homes, shops, and other buildings. Finding survivors in that rubble 11 days on is simply miraculous. Yet that's exactly what a team of French, Greek, and American rescuers have done. They extracted a Haitian man from the ruins of a vegetable shop. And there are other signs of life. Rescuers say they have detected faint scratching and some voices in another Port-au-Prince hotel, and they're working on the site hoping to find survivors. All this on the same day the United Nations said the Haitian government had declared the end of search and rescue efforts in the country. Later, the Haitian government denied making any such statement. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Authorities in Haiti say they have collected tens of thousands of bodies, but it's not clear how many are still buried in the rubble or how many have been buried by relatives. Few of the victims have had funerals, so a mass today for the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Port-au-Prince and a vicar at the city's Notre Dame Cathedral served as a symbolic funeral for all of the dead. Meanwhile, organizers of last night's Hope for Haiti Now telethon say they've raised more than $57 million for relief efforts. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has been picking up some crucial support today in his quest for a second term in the post. Three key senators say they will vote for Bernanke, including the Senate's second-ranking Democrat, Dick Durbin of Illinois, and Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. Steve Beckner of Market News International says President Obama has been working the phones on Bernanke's behalf.
What was once thought to be a sure thing, Senate confirmation of Bernanke for another 4 years as Fed chief, has come increasingly into doubt in recent days as both Democrats and Republicans have come out against the former Princeton University professor. But President Obama, who nominated the Republican economist for a second term last fall, threw his weight behind Bernanke by calling Senate leaders. And in a joint statement, Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd and Minority Member Senator Judd Gregg voiced confidence Bernanke will be kept on as head of the central bank when his current term expires at the end of the month. The Connecticut Democrat and the New Hampshire Republican called Bernanke the right leader to guide the Federal Reserve in this recovering economy. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Authorities in Denver have taken a man into custody who tried to open a door on a plane while it was in flight. The plane was flying from Washington, D.C. to Las Vegas, but the incident forced the flight to be diverted to Denver. An airport spokesman says it's unclear whether the passenger will be charged. And from Washington, this is NPR News. As much as 450,000 gallons of crude oil may have spilled off the coast of southeast Texas when two vessels collided this morning, but a Coast Guard official says it's not clear whether that much actually leaked from a damaged tank. Local officials only say about 42,000 gallons spilled into the water at Port Arthur. There were no injuries. Actress Jean Simmons, who once starred opposite Marlon Brando and Laurence Olivier, died of lung cancer at her home in Santa Monica. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Movie critics used adjectives like radiant and luminous to describe Simmons, who made the covers of both Time and Life magazines before she was 20 years old. Born in London in 1929, Simmons began her career in British films before moving to the U.S. and landing roles in movies like 1955's Guys and Dolls with Marlon Brando. Simmons was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for playing Ophelia to Olivier's Hamlet in 1948.
I have remembrances of yours that I have longed to re-deliver. I pray you now receive them.
No, not I.
Later, Simmons turned to the stage and television, winning an Emmy for the Thornbirds miniseries in 1983. Jean Simmons is survived by her two daughters and a grandson. She was 80 years old. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Parts of Arizona and New Mexico are buried under snow, courtesy of the same storm system that brought fears of mudslides to Southern California. There have been no major reports of damage in the foothills outside of Los Angeles, but there are mounds of trash and debris on many area beaches. Harsh winter weather has also hit the Dakotas, where thousands are without power. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.